Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, a chilly Denver, Colorado, as we're wrapping up Collaborate 13. And remember, you can always go to Twitter at hashtag C13DEN and see what everybody's talking about in Denver, Colorado.
And we just came off of a marvelous lunch, and they're already setting out, what is that, like afternoon
hors d'oeuvres? More food.
This is a top-drawer conference. These OAUG folks
like
do
to
not
eat.
Fool around. They do. They feed you well. Very nice furniture in the booth. We have interesting people coming by and visiting with us, playing games, listening to the conversations. And this is going to be a fun segment because it really does, all kidding aside, get to much of the heart of what this is all about. This segment is going to be about OAUG education. Please join me in welcoming to the show Miss Melissa Sider. How you doing, Sunshine?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Well, we are delighted to have you. So this is a large part of your role, and a big part of why you're here is focus around education. Speak to that just a little bit, if you would.
Now, how many sessions?
So we have over 500 sessions of education offered just from OAUG.
500.
That's right, 500. More than 500.
Wow.
I believe the exact count is about 545.
How do you decide the content? You can't do everything, right?
We try to do everything.
That's why we got
the goal.
545.
Yeah, right.
So how do you just select speakers, topics, that kind of thing? What's that process like?
So it's actually quite a lengthy process. The process begins more than 6 months before the start of a conference, and we open up a call for papers. And we generally get about a 4 to 5 to 1 ratio, meaning we get 4 or 5 papers for every one paper that we select. So this last year, we had over 2,000 papers that were submitted to our paper engine. So that's, as you can imagine, quite a lot of collateral to go through and to read through.
And that goes to your inbox, and you're reading every one of those papers, and you're deciding who comes
and
who goes.
Yes, I personally read all 2,000 abstracts. No, actually, we have a fabulous team. We utilize the Education Committee, which is an organization within the OAUG that is designed and dedicated to bringing quality education content both through conferences and through e-learning sessions. And so we utilize that same, we leverage that same group of talented folks who are very dedicated to education in both their commercial lives as well as their personal time. And so those individuals reach out to folks who lead our geographic user groups and our special interest groups to form a team that will collectively vet through and comb through all those 2,000 papers and the ones that apply to their teams to try to pick out the very best ones.
And how does Oracle fit into all of this? Do they play a role in the selection, or what do they do?
Certainly they do. We've had just a great experience with Oracle this year in the paper selection process. We refined the process somewhat with them this year, but they actually have brought us over 50 papers just from Oracle this year.
Are they just that they're kissing up now?
Right? Well, not shamelessly kissing up, yes, definitely. But it really has been great working with Oracle and their team. We send them a list of our kind of breakouts, our tracks, and what topics we think we'd like to have covered. And then they send us a list of papers they'd like to deliver. And generally, it's a really good one-on-one match. And then we distribute those papers to our rooms so that papers that are on, for example, a business intelligence topic are going to be delivered in a room that's dedicated to business intelligence topics.
Now, just because Oracle sends a paper doesn't mean they get free pass in, right? Sometimes you got to go, I'm sorry, Oracle, that just doesn't make the cut.
Not always. We do have the capacity to request a modification if there's something that we're unhappy with. But generally, Oracle is very good at knowing their audience, and they don't send us too many duds. So,
now, what's the most challenging part of working with the working through the agenda selection process?
Well, it is a lot of data, and we
it's
have
big data.
We just talked to some big data guys
maybe
from IBM.
You want us to connect you with the IBM people because they seem to specialize in big data.
It really could be useful, I think. it's a lot of information, and trying to make sure that you don't have, you know, the same paper selected in two different rooms and the same speaker.
Right.
Yeah, speaking at two different times on two different topics because, that does sometimes happen. We have tools in place to try to catch those types of situations. But, you know, it is a lot of data to comb through. And I think, too, dealing with the people side of it, people always want to know, you know, how do I get my paper selected? And you know, really, it's important that, first of all, you use excellent grammar. So grammar counts in a paper.
Sure.
You have, you know, 50 words in a title and 800 words in an abstract to impress us.
Them so, words is important.
Them words is important, yes.
You gotta pick the right ones at the right time. So this is your last year, at least for a while, as Agenda co-chair.
It is.
What are you going to miss most, you think? What did you really enjoy the most?
Well, actually, as hard as it is, I love crunching those numbers and really getting those lines of data correct and really seeing how the team comes together to really form a cohesive whole and to really benefit the entire organization, because you know, they're really selecting the top quality papers, you know, through the voting process and through the selection process, and seeing that all come together in it's very gratifying. So I will miss that gratification. I will not be the official chair, but my services have already been requested in an advisory capacity.
Aha.
So I will continue to be involved, I'm sure.
Now, do you have any tips or tricks to share with anybody that's co-chairing?
You're
saving those.
Sure I do. This is my fourth year doing the paper selection chair role. And over the past 4 years, we've developed a very detailed checklist of what needs to happen when. As you can imagine, it's quite a lengthy checklist. I think it has about 200 lines on it. And so I would just recommend to the next folks who are going to be doing this, which are Kaberi Nayak and Lissa English, both board members here on the OAUG, I would recommend to them that they very closely follow the checklist, because it's pretty much foolproof at this point.
Now, what about the OAUG membership as a whole? How important is it for them to volunteer and really become an active participant in the community?
Well, certainly it's very important. We couldn't do half of what we do without the large number of volunteers who are already giving their time and talents to the organization. And really, the organization as a whole doesn't work if people don't bring their knowledge and expertise to the table.
Well, Melissa, it has been an absolute delight visiting with you this afternoon. Thank you for your service. Thanks for coming by and visiting with us. And please don't be a stranger. Come back and visit with us again sometime.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Now, before we let you go, want to plug the company you work for?
Oh.
Or website?
Sure. I work for AST Corporation out of Naperville, Illinois. And you can find their website at www.astcorporation.com.
Well, thank you so much for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.